the Rav in Perek Yud-Beis from Hilchos Shavuos says, "V'haveni is choylek on the Rambam, and he says v'haveni miyodir she'ein ha'inin hazeh kmo shu sover shlo al ha'nishpa b'torah kama ela ha'matfis b'sefer Torah shim ama kika zo alei k'sefer Torah hazeh imoncha ara lo ama klum t'dayte agvilim ugvilim la'in b'hem k'dusha ela b'shvil ha'oisi she'aleim hilchach ein kan hatfasa." Avi knocked labor yodu dite askoras shabo, the askoras kadova nodu, shayde haksiva vakavonal shemkdusha, hemkidoshos, who kosha came in Oma Bamesha Kosuba, she had fossa. So the Rivet holds that there's had fossa only in the askoras, not in the Sefer Torah itself. So first of all, from the Shita Rivet, you see in terms of had fossa that, that hadfasa helps in them, and they're considered like a dova ha-nadur, which is, you see, it's not like the definition that the that Reb Chaim gave about dova David, dova nadur, which is that the isa is always an isa bayachel, because that of course doesn't apply to the askaris, and also it doesn't follow the definition of another of the Ran, the Hatfasa works because you're being mavi the Kedusha, the Isa, from one Chefta to the other. And that's only Shaykh by Kedusha's Hektash, Konomos, and not in Kedusha's Askaros. So you see that the Rivet thinks that the definition of Davanodu is if the Isa comes through his Dibur, and there's a special Loch you see, according to the Rivet, that the Kedusha of the Askaros is because of his kavano, or even maybe he has to say mufurish. And this in this respect, the Ravid is consistent because the Ravid, when he speaks about why there's no hatfasa by truma, so he doesn't just say because it's not a dover another. He says because the truma is nichse koyin, but if not for that reason, the truma since it comes aydei haflah, he would have considered it a dover another. So, again, because it comes out de Dibur. But you see also from the Rivet seems says that it's on the oasis of the Sefer Torah, that's not called a Dover Nodder. It's only because he's being matfis in the Askoras of the Sefer Torah. So Reb Chaim explains in the Sefer, in Hilchas Tefillah in the beginning, that Kavona by Kedushas Askoras is, it's not just a din of Lashmo like Bashar, but the other Psukim or Tevis of the Torah, that the Askora, the Kavana in the Askora is part of the Makadish of the Askora, as opposed to the other Tevis of the Torah that they have to write Lishmo, but that's only in the Heksha, but not in the Chalois of the Guf of the Kedusha of the other Psukim or Tevis of the Torah, and therefore, that but you wouldn't say by even if you say stamel lishmo by other oasis psukim of the Torah, you would not say that as a race to the askaris, but you'd need a positive kavano lishmo to mekadosh the askaris. And therefore, maybe that's why the rabbi is mechalik between the askaris specifically, as opposed to the other. Isis, Octavius in the Torah.